Advocates for a fair, sustainable, and healthy food system have released a report showing increasing consolidation in Montana's agriculture sector. Economists say these conditions can lead to market manipulation. Farm Action's report shows 85% of the beef raised on U.S. farms, including in Montana, is produced by four companies: Cargill, JBS USA, National Beef, and Tyson Foods. Farm Action President Angela Huffman says that kind of concentration in the ag industry is happening all the way from the fields to the consumer's plate, and she warns it creates the potential for artificial price controls.
This is the scenario in almost every sector of the food supply chain. Seeds, fertilizer, farm equipment, beef, pork, and poultry processing, and retail grocery. Every one of those sectors I just named has upwards of 60 to even 85% of those markets are controlled by four corporations.
Consolidation in the livestock industry means more animals are raised in large confinement operations, where manure runoff can affect air quality, ground, and surface water in rural Montana. Operators have said they're researching more efficient and environmentally friendly ways to raise livestock while trying to keep up with growing consumer demand. Huffman argues that monopolies can lead to collusion, price fixing, and other types of market manipulation. Her group and others are urging lawmakers in Congress to address the issue in the pending farm bill.
We're calling on the government to reclaim its role as an enforcer of our antitrust laws and break up these dominant corporations in order to free our economy to start working for the people who are producing, processing, and distributing our foods.
The current farm bill, which officially expired last September, has been temporarily extended, although lawmakers have yet to agree on a new version of this major legislation. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.